Hey, this is Brian at Wild Honey Records, coming to you from the great state of Tennessee. Hope everybody's doing well. You want to hear some fun music? Let's do it.
Why do my dreams, they always wake me up? I can't get a night of sleep that isn't purple, yellow, green. Every day is like a memory of someone I knew a thousand years ago. I've never heard or seen. So how can I play this game? Both endings cannot be the same. If I lose or win,
Can I Love Her More by the Lemon Twigs. I love that song. And before that, we heard They Don't Know How to Fall in Place. Both great tracks, of course, from a great album. I was out doing yard work the other day, and suddenly I realized I was having fun doing yard work with my headphones on. And I've listened to it and riding my bike, going up in the mountains. I think the key to this is these are like great songs. It's just one after the other, bam, bam, bam. And, 30 minutes later, you're like, hey, I want to start playing that again. I remember we carried the first couple Lemon Twigs albums when they came out. There was a poster hanging in our window. And I was impressed, for sure. I remember thinking, like, these are guys to watch out for. And I think this is what we were watching out for, is this album and the last one. So, anyway, this has gotten me in the mood to go back and listen to some more fun stuff, too, from, like, classic albums and 45 tracks. And that's what I thought I'd do, is dig out some of this stuff that's got the great sounds and the great melodies and have a little fun digging through this stuff. So this is from one of my favorite groups of the 60s, the Turtles. You can't go wrong with any track on this album. This is the Happy Together album. I have a mono copy here, and I'm going to play. Ooh, let's try this one. This is called Too Young to Be One.
Something that I just can't seem to get off my mind, and it's this girl. We've let it go too far. We're too young to have tied ourselves to each other's arms. We've forgotten.
Kalen on vocals, and he does not get enough credit as a vocalist. He's one of the best in the 60s. Like Carl Wilson, he has a kind of woodwind sound to his voice that I really love. And that is on the White Whale label, which was an interesting label. And with that in mind, I guess the next record I'll pick here is a White Whale record. It's a 45 by a guy you may have heard of in a different context. Paul Davis. Paul Davis of 65 Love Affair, Paul Davis of Cool Night, Paul Davis of I Go Crazy. But early on, I guess when he was a kid, he was in this group called the Reavers. I think that's how you say it. And this is a killer track. This is called Constantly. Take it away, Paul.
From daylight
Lovers with Constantly. That's a fun track. Okay, so now I am going to play... Oh, this is from another album. We're going to skip a few years ahead and play this track. Mike Smith, of course, was from the Dave Clark Five, and Mike Diabo from the Manfred Mann Band, and Mike Diabo also wrote the famous song Handbags and Glad Rags. Now, this is an album they did together as a duo. I don't think they continued on that way. They did this one album. The album is more bluesy and more serious, but this was obviously their stab at a hit. I'd have to research to find out if, in fact, it was a hit in England, but it's really good. Here it is. It's called Running Away from Love.
I found you out one summer night. The stars were twinkling and the moon was bright. Love to offer me and Jay.
I saw this the other day. This was a single on Reprise, the Sinatra label that so many great people were on. I'm going to put my little metal 45 adapter on. This is a song by Dino, Desi, and Billy. Billy being Billy Hinchy of Beach Boy Connection. And he wrote this song and produced it. I think this sounds a lot like it could have been recorded at Brian Wilson's Bellagio Road home. Tell me what you think. Anyway, it's got a real Beach Boy Friends vibe. It's called Tell Someone You Love Them.
Someone you care, and you'll be there.
Dino, Desi, and Billy. Dino being Dean Martin's son, and Desi being Desi Arnaz Jr. I think they wrapped up their career around that time. This one dates from, I think, mid-1968. It's got a cool vibe. Okay, I'm going to stick with 45s here. The reason I'm going to stick with some 45s, I love 45s because you get some of these tracks that you never heard before. They were never on an album. And sometimes there's even artists that never made an album and they're really good. And that brings me to this 45. Let's see here. Let me find it. There it is on Cap Records. Okay, so this guy, Brian Neary is his name. And this album, sorry, there is no album. This 45 came from about 1971 on Cap. It's called Big City Girl and Lady Solitaire. They're both great. And the funny thing with this one is I heard these and I immediately thought, like I said, where's the album? He never made one. And this is so good. I'm gonna play it, see what you think, but I love it. And this is called Big City Girl. This is the B-side technically, although I guess it doesn't matter at this point.
I'm wondering why that a country boy can't find no loving. I didn't even get to try your loving. Sleeping alone, gonna go back home.
Good singer, and it's a good arrangement. I tried reaching out to this guy a few years ago. I don't know, maybe this when I found this record 8 or 10 years ago. And it looks like he doesn't have any involvement in the music industry anymore. And he writes like spy novels or something. And I sent him an email saying, "Hey, I really loved this single you made. Did you have an album you were working on for Cap?" Because that's what it seems like to me. This seems like one of these things where you have a talented person who's got a couple great tracks as a lead in to an album, and then the album never materialized. So I just wanted to hear the rest of the tracks, but I never heard back from him. He was not interested. Okay, so this is called Lady Solitaire. This is the other side. I like this one. Ah, shit, sorry. I like this one just as much. I'm going to try that again. Here we go.
The moon to take you home.
It's a great single, and it's just kind of languishing in obscurity. The Partridge Family could have had a hit with that. All right. Lady Solitaire. Okay, Brian Neary, I'm going to set you back here on the pile. I'm going to play another 45 that I know nothing about. This one always intrigued me. It's a guy on Dot Records from 1968. His name is Mike Shane. It says arranged by Bergen White, so that is a Nashville guy. This doesn't sound Nashville to me, but then that makes it kind of cool in a way, because this is sort of a soft psych romantic thing. The A-side is called Sock It to Yourself, and I don't really remember too much about that one. But the B-side is the one that I liked and the reason I held on to this. So here we go. It's Mike Shane, Fields of Lilies.
With happy endings, flying kites on windy heels.
Fun and Games, the grooviest girl in the world. That one goes out to Brooke, who is without a doubt the grooviest girl in the world. Before that, we heard the Daughters of Albion, which was a Leon Russell thing. They were a duo, the Daughters of Albion, that recorded at Sky Hill Drive, Leon's place, up on a hilltop in Los Angeles. And great record, great melody. Production by Leon. Anyway, I really like that one. And then before that, what did we listen to? Gosh, I can't even remember. Oh, we listened to that Mike Shane record. That was a good one too. All right, so this ties in a little bit with the Lemon Twigs because these guys weren't too far away geographically from them. This is the Alessi Brothers, another talented brother act. This one, okay, I'm going to pick track 4 on here. Oh, this is a good one. This one's called Big Deal.
Big deal, I'm not over you. So what can I do? Step on my face. My life's a disgrace.
said I could learn to live without you. Well, maybe that's true, but I still feel you.
I can make it. Ooh, I'm gonna make it. You'll come back for me. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Ooh, what can I say? Ooh, it'll be any day. Ooh, I'll find someone new. And that ends you. What will you do? Baby, it's true.
The Hudson Brothers. I think that's Mark Hudson singing that. Is he the lead singer on all the records? Anyway, that's a great track. That's a Lonely School Year. Before that, we had another brother to act, the Alessi Brothers. The Alessi Brothers record is great all the way through. That came out on A&M Records in 1976. Bones Howe produced it. I mean, every track on it is really good. You got to check this record out. It can still be easily found, and I think they have a website. You can get the CD and stuff, but it's really good. All right, we're going to take a detour now from the vinyl for just one song. This is a song by a gentleman named Fran Kowalski, who I'd gotten to know in the 90s a little bit. He lived in Nashville. I think he was a Midwesterner, but he had a studio in Berry Hill. And I ran into him one time by chance at Phonolux Records in Nashville, and we hit it off about the Beach Boys. And I share the same last name as Kurt Betcher, who's a musician who was in a band called The Millennium and Sagittarius. I'm not sure how I'm related, but Fran knew him really well. So we got to talking, and I visited his studio. The thing I didn't know is how talented he was. I mean, he'd played me a few things that he was working on, but they were more kind of these sports-related music he was working on for his company. And it's only when he passed away years later that I discovered how good he is. There's a YouTube video, in fact, of him and his buddies like sitting around an electric piano singing, and it's kind of hypnotizing how good it is. So I want to hear more. But this one is something he probably did in his late 50s, early 60s, before he passed away, and it's called The Pain of Separation. I really like it. Here it is. That was Fran Kowalski. It's worth mentioning, he was a really nice guy, very sweet, and he sort of had an innocent vibe to him and very positive. But anyway, talented guy, so there you go. All right, so now next, we are going to return to the records. Ah, okay, I'm going to throw a curveball. Don't let your ears deceive you. This is not a Sparks record. This is a record by a major country star, Crystal Gayle, singing about Hollywood.
In Hollywood, the rain stays mainly out of town. In Hollywood, the weather never lets you down. And if you should decide to travel down this way, I promise you I'll make the sun.
Pretty cool. That's Hollywood from Crystal Gayle's Hollywood, Tennessee album. Okay, while that was playing, I thought of another thing to play. I called an audible here. Okay, so this was a record from the early 80s by Syreeta, otherwise known as Syreeta Wright, who was a great songwriter. Here we go. This one always cheers me up.
Your heart again, you
Syreeta Wright. Once Love Touches Your Life. With Jermaine Jackson, who produced that, and is singing along with her. Okay, next up, Mr. Eric Carmen. I'm going to play this song Someday. Now, Someday is on the album Change of Heart. It started off as a B-side. It was the flip side of She Did It, which makes it one of the greatest 70s singles of all time. You know, got She Did It and Someday on the same 45. I'm going to play the album version because it, I don't know, the mix sounds a little more together, although they're both great. They are different, so if you love the song, check them both out. Here it is, Eric Carmen, Someday. Great Eric Carmen. If you're going to play old records and have fun, Lemon Twig in, you got to play Eric Carmen. And, okay, speaking of Lemon Twigs, let's close out. We're going to play a great track. It's the one that closes out their album. Again, fantastic album. This one is called Rock On Over and Over. And Rock On, Eric.